Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit about the importance of getting back into a routine if for whatever reason maybe you things at work have changed, or maybe you moved recently, or you went on a vacation and you're coming home and trying to regroup. I think sometimes we can be more vulnerable, people with complex PTSD, because if you look at our symptoms, I think it makes a lot of sense that we can be a bit more vulnerable when things change or things are kind of thrown out of whack or our routine is altered. And the reason I bring this up, I didn't so much have, I would say, my routine altered, but there was something within my actual routine that I chose to switch up a little bit. And so it wasn't that my routine necessarily changed. It's that I changed something that I was doing in a tiny little way, but I realized there are some certain things that I really need to stick to just for my own, I would say, focus and my own mental health. And what I'm referring to is I told you guys that one of the, I think the biggest things that can haunt somebody if you tend to isolate, which a lot of people with complex PTSD do that, we isolate. And a big problem with that can be boredom. So eventually you'll reach a space where if you're isolating, you're probably alone. And if you're alone, you know, you can only do like so many things to where a point where you're probably going to reach a space where there's boredom or there's just too much downtime. And they have that old saying, you know, idle hands are the devil's workshop. So I believe that's very much true, however you want to look at it. And I've told you guys that one of the things that I feel like is a cure for me, and it's worked for boredom, is reading. And I've told you guys, I go shelf by shelf at the library and I check out 3 to 5 books per shelf, and I'm trying not to prejudge them. I'm trying not to prejudge the books. Now there were some that were in there that were purely things that you would read if you were actually like building a computer. I didn't read. I did skip those shelves because that's so mechanical, and that was something I would never do. That I would say is different. So there were maybe 6 shelves that I skipped that were all just, here's how Java works, you know, here's how Microsoft works. Like, it was literally the technical stuff, the nuts and bolts of things that, one, I would never remember that, and two, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that. But for the most part, the majority of things, I've been amazed at what I've learned. So the books that are not like that, you know, the books that are just books to learn things, not actually, I would say, build things. I would probably do the same thing if I came across books on like how to actually build a house or something, or, you know, something like how to build a car. I'm never going to build a car, you know. So books like that, I probably wouldn't read, you know, I might just skim through them, but I wouldn't check them out. So occasionally there might be little sections that I do skip, but for the most part, just checking out 3 to 5 books per shelf has really worked to just see what I can learn. And I have kept up with the reading, but I wanted to point out, when I found that one book that I've talked so much about, the Novel Cure book, I followed their recommendations and I checked out novels, and I also watched DVDs that were based on the novels because I'm more of a visual learner. And I've done that for like the past probably 2 to 3 weeks, where I have been reading, but I've been doing more based on things out of that one book. And I would say that it took me out of my routine. So even though I was still reading, I wasn't going shelf to shelf like I had been doing. And going shelf to shelf was really working for me. So in relation to that, I went back to my formula and I started going shelf to shelf again. And so I was just going to mention three books that I checked out. So I'm all done with that other book, that Novel Cure book. I'm probably going to buy that book, though, by the way, because that is one of the most helpful books I've ever seen in my entire life. And if you struggle with a mind that's constantly racing, trying to figure out why you're doing the things you're doing and why other people might be treating you in like a certain way, or, you know, trying to understand your anxieties better, that book, The Novel Cure, that is the book to go to. That book helped me so much. I am baffled. I'm stunned. That's just, it has real answers in it. Like, it was just shocking. But again, that was the book, The Novel Cure. But I'm done with that one. And so I checked out two from my shelf. So going by the shelving system. And then I checked out one that was brand new because it had a topic that I find interesting. So the one that was on the shelf was, so I've told you guys that I'm in a section of books now. I finally got done with computer programming and all that. But the section of books I'm in now is books on books. So it's books about reading. And that's why that Novel Cure book was there, because it's a book about books. But I have one now about, it's called Horror 100 Best Books, edited by Stephen Jones and Kim Newman. And so this goes back to like the 1500s through the 1600s, 17, 18, 1900s, up to, I think, the 1980s. But it's 100 horror books and sort of like their history, maybe like the way they influence things, or just the significance of them. And I had another one too that was horror, I think it was horror movies. But it's, I think it was books that have become movies was another one. And another one is called, another book that I checked out is called When We Are No More, How Digital Memory is Shaping Our Future. And this one I really like. And this one, by the way, is by somebody whose last name is Rumsey, but the tag on the book has covered up their first name. But this one actually relates well to, it's Abby Smith Rumsey. This one relates really well to, if I do my history philosophy podcast, this relates to how everything that we're doing being digital, they're showing the significance of a library by writing this book, the importance of actual physical books and libraries and written language rather than everything being digital, because digital is very temporary. I mean, you could have something saved on your computer and then your computer gets hacked or something and then it's all erased, right? Well, it's different. That's very different than books being in a library that you can check out and read. You know, it's almost like we're making ourselves more inaccessible the more accessible we make ourselves. It's a bit ironic. And I am much more in favor of the old-fashioned way of having a library. I mean, I go to the library like almost every day because of this cure for boredom that I found. But, and in the future, like, they're pointing out that certain things, you know, will people even be able to decipher some of our technology in the future, versus a book? I mean, a book is just a book, right? As long as you know how to read that language, you'll be able to read it, or you could find it in your own language. But, I like the concept of this, how digital memory is shaping our future. Because there's so much, you know, gets saved in certain ways, in certain formats. It's like, It's kind of frightening in a way. And I've thought this way for decades. I've thought this way since the early 2000s, since, you know, everything is just, everything being so digital, I feel like you can lose it so easily. Like if you were to like solely rely on Wikipedia for everything you ever learn in your whole life, and then someday we get hacked by a foreign country and you can't access anything on the internet any longer, well, there goes all your information, right? You just lost everything. You're never going to learn anything ever again, if that's your sole way of learning things. So it's kind of an interesting book. The other book I checked out, and this was a new book, is called The Little Book of Aliens by Adam Frank. And this is writing about the concept of, I think it's like, how do we study aliens? Like, if they're out there, how are we going to find them? And he is a professor in the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Rochester. But the guy that wrote this book. But I find that subject matter interesting. I didn't always used to find it interesting. There's a lot of hoaxes out there. And then there's a lot of people that I think have very legitimate stories. And there's some that have been proved to be complete liars. But it's very fascinating talking point that I think I wish more of this was taught in schools. You know, you could have a logic class based on, are there aliens? Are there aliens from outer space, right? And you can make an argument for it. But I just wanted to stress the importance of getting back on a routine, because when I was sort of jumping into that novel cure book, it's very easy, I think, for us, for people with complex PTSD, to get thrown off track. And sometimes we do it ourselves, right? We can throw ourselves off track. But it's very important to notice, because I was starting to notice that I just felt a little bit different. Like I felt a little bit like something was off. And so I had to think, okay, have I been doing anything differently? And I thought, yes, I have been. I haven't been reading shelf by shelf like what I was doing, and it was working. It was my cure for boredom. And like I told you guys, the boredom would only be about twice a week for maybe two evenings out of the week for 3 to 4 hours. I would be bored. And that was really it, because I work two jobs and I usually stay busy with things. But those few hours can really get to you, and they can really make you depressed. They can make you want to just go out and do things maybe you shouldn't be doing, you get into trouble, or feel down about yourself or overanalyze your life. So it's very important to have, like I said, this is my cure for boredom. But if you get off track with something that's really helping you, it's very important to maybe sit down and write out on a piece of paper, what have I been doing differently? Or looking at your calendar and looking back in the last few weeks, what have you been doing differently? Is there something different? So now I'm back on my routine. And I just wanted to share the books that I checked out because I find them interesting. So that's all. Again, I think that with our symptoms, we can be thrown off quite easily from our focus and our routine. So it's very important to realize that and get back into whatever it is that helps. Just make sure you stay with it. So this is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.